Hello, and welcome to How to Learn a Language, the podcast from Lindsay Does Languages, all about, no surprises, how to learn a language. Yay! Very excited you're here. If this is your first time listening, which, as this is the first episode, that may well be the case, then there's a couple of things I recommend right away before we get started. Number one, subscribe to the show wherever you're listening. That way you won't miss an episode. Number two, rate and or review the show wherever you're listening. That way more people can find us. And number three, join our email list. And that way you'll be fully updated on not only new podcast episodes, but also blogs, videos and more insights all about how to learn a language. Visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/podcast to sign up now. I'm recording this episode just after New Year 2023. So maybe you're feeling that new year, that January energy, and you've got a new language goal. Maybe it's wanting to restart a language that you've learned in the past. Maybe it's start a completely new language. Maybe it's just refresh or revisit something that you've studied before and you're still studying, but you just feel you need that extra thing to really help you out and make things happen this year. So, with all of that in mind, you're possibly having a little browse around for a new online language course. So I wanted to share some things that I look for when I'm picking one to help you make the right choice for you. And you'll also hear me mention Jim Glish a few times in this episode, as they've very kindly given me 1 month free trials for you available across their courses for French, English, German, Italian, and Spanish. So if one of those languages is on your list right now, then you can visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/Jim Glish to take them up on that rather New Year friendly offer. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/Jim Glish. That's GYMGLISH. All right then, what should you look for when you're picking an online language course? Chances are there's a few things that you already have in mind that you want from something. And really, when it comes to deciding what you are looking for, that is going to depend very much on you and your current situation with that language, your time available, when and how often you want to study, all of these things that only you can answer for yourself. But today we're going to cover some kind of the broad areas that are worth including in that personal questioning that you'll be doing, right? So the first of those is content, because what's in a language course will vary massively, right? One French course could be covering simply everything that you need to know for travel, whereas another could be great if you're using French for business. Another could be taking you all the way to C2 level fluency. And that means that if you're thinking, I just want the one for travel, and you end up picking the one that's taking you all the way to C2 level fluency, it's kind of overwhelmingly full, right? Alternatively, if you're looking for that fluency and you pick the travel course, it's going to be a little bit thin on the ground for you. So it's important to know what you need from a language course in terms of content, in terms of how far you want it to take you, and then look for one that meets those needs, right? So for example, if you want to learn the basics of Spanish before going on holiday, then you might not need anything too advanced. It's easy often to think that we want the biggest, the most complete course in terms of content, but it's best if we actually consider our needs and wants first, right? It's such an easy trap to fall into, to think, oh, I'll get the complete course now, and then I'll be sorted for my entire Spanish learning journey, right? And that's not necessarily the right way to look at this. So instead, putting yourself, your wants and your needs from that content first and foremost. And if you want to know what's inside an online language course, chances are you can check the website for that course. You'll see a bit of an overview of curriculum. If for some reason you can't find it and you're still kind of intrigued, just feel free to reach out and contact the company and see what they can tell you about the content. A really good example of this is with Jim Glish and their courses for English, French, German, Italian, Spanish. The way they do this in terms of content is that each day you get a manageable 15 to 20 minute lesson direct to your inbox designed to really fit neatly into your life without that overwhelm of getting everything all at once, right? And there's a really cute video I'll link to in the show notes that explains everything and how their method works in a really nice, simple, easy to digest way. And that's what it's all about. So those kind of 15, 20 minute lessons in your inbox, that's going to suit one type of learner, whereas someone else, actually, maybe you want to get everything at once. Maybe you know that you aren't going to feel overwhelmed by that, and actually you're going to be able to manage it and to take one step at a time. So it's really up to figuring out how the content is going to work best for you in terms of delivery, in terms of what is actually included. Point number two, flexibility. So flexibility is really key here, right? Because it's very common that we think, if I'm going to start something new, I'm going to start learning a new language, I'm going to start a new language course, that needs to be daily at the same time for the same amount of time every single day. And I need to be focused during that time. And, it can be like this big demand that, you know, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, a few days into the new year, perhaps you're thinking, yeah, I can relate to that, because you maybe started January 1st, these good intentions, and a few days down the line, all of a sudden, one thing slips off here, another thing gets in the way there, and that commitment can be quite difficult if we're quite rigid with it. So if you have a schedule that, you know, requires you to be kind of in different places at different times each day, then it's important to ensure that the time commitment and the delivery method of this online language course is going to suit you, and that you can fit it in around your life. And, you know, something I have said for years and years and years now is that language learning should fit around your life. You shouldn't be trying to fit your life around language learning. Because when it's that first way around, when language learning is fitting around your life, it's much more enjoyable. It's much more likely to last. It's much more sustainable that way, because you're not having to sacrifice anything from your life, the things that you probably already enjoy or need to do, right? You can't just be like, I'm never going to do laundry again. I'm just going to learn languages. Unfortunately, we can't do that. When you do it that way around, it's just much more sustainable. So that's the way that you want to be approaching that too, in terms of flexibility. So thinking, okay, what does this include? What does this online language course include? Because there's a huge, vast difference here, right? Some language courses offer live elements such as weekly lessons, maybe shorter term commitments like a monthly subscription, or it could be that self-study, all in one go, pay once, get everything method, right? So if you want more flexibility with your schedule, but you still want that access to the quality materials, how do you want that access? What do you want that flexibility to look like for you? And this also, like I think I mentioned a minute ago, this includes device, right? So most online courses will allow you to complete your learning on mobile as well as computer. Maybe there's an app specifically for it. Maybe it's a browser-based website that is designed to function well on a mobile device. Some of them may offer lifetime access, while others give you limited time. And with that, like, don't just think, oh, I want lifetime, because there's a downside to that as well, right? It might sound like that's the best option. First of all, the downside to lifetime access is that you end up thinking, oh, I've got it forever, there's no rush. So actually, you never do it. Whereas if you've got limited time access, then you're thinking, oh, I've only got 6 months or 12 months, right, to complete this. I need to get a move on. I want to take action, right? So knowing a bit about yourself and about how you work kind of, you know, sort of mentally in that way is going to really help here too. In terms of Gymglish here, in regards to flexibility, you join on a monthly subscription basis. So that kind of psychology of the limited time thing can really come into play here, right? You get to decide how long you want to learn. I've found monthly subscriptions in the past to be really helpful when I'm after a short-term boost of speedy gains in a language. And this works for me because I know if I'm paying again next month, I want to do as much as I can this month that I'm currently paying for, because, you know, maybe I can complete what I want to complete and then not need to pay another month, right? And I know seeing it coming out of my bank every month is like, ah, there we go. I need to be taking action. I'm still paying for this, right? Versus that one-time payment where it's done and then it's sometimes easier to forget about, you know? So deciding on that as well. But with Gymglish, it's monthly subscription, so it's nice and easy in terms of flexibility. The next thing to be thinking about here when choosing an online language course is results. Of course, we want efficiency, right? You want to find the best course for your needs, avoid wasting time on something that isn't going to help you reach your goals. And there's a lot of factors that can determine what that looks like, right? One of the most important things would be student satisfaction. So who has got results before from this? So have a look around, see if there's any reviews, any ratings you can find of online courses. Looking for details as well here, you might find things about content, about delivery, those two things we've mentioned so far, the content, the flexibility. You might find elements of that as you're looking for other people's results, as you're seeing the reviews and ratings. And generally, you'll find this stuff on the course website. You'll find testimonials, you'll find success stories. There's a whole host of success stories shares on Gymglish's website that really help to show you that their courses really get people results. Again, I'll link to that in the description. And it's worth remembering as well that that's great, right? Other people got results with this, great. But they weren't you. They weren't you in the situation that you are in right now in your life. And it's your results, your own results that probably matter the most to you, right? So what I would recommend is to do a short-term test of this. So try recording yourself speaking, write a little something, maybe even do a quick language test online today, and then give yourself a month. Set a kind of what I would call a Goldilocks goal. So nothing overly huge and dramatic, nothing too small either, something just right. And see what results you can get for yourself just in a month, right? Check back because you've done that speaking, you've done that writing, maybe that test at the very beginning. You've got a benchmark to have a little look back on. And then after that month, you'll have a better idea both of firstly, whether you're getting the results you want, and secondly, how much you're enjoying the process. And we'll talk more about this in just a minute. Enjoyment is one of our points we're going to get to. But because you have this free month with Gymglish, you have that chance to try it out and to see if it's going to get you the results that you're after. So what's up next? Progress tracking. Part of results, part of actually seeing results, really comes from tracking your progress in some way. And you know, online language courses do this in various ways. It may be as simple as marking a lesson as complete. It may be that you get actual feedback or, you know, kind of progress reports, something like that along the way. And that's really, really important because it's unlikely, you know, that any language learner will make just a zero to fluent overnight, right? And I'm not sorry for telling you that truth. So instead of expecting too much, it's much better to focus on making those small improvements over time. So when we're thinking about progress tracking and we're thinking about results, it can be easy to fall into the trap of thinking, well, I need to be a whole level on the CEFR, the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages. I think I got those words in the right order. I need to be a whole level advanced by the time I next check my progress. That's not necessarily going to be the case. Those levels can be quite big, you know, especially going from like A to B and B to C. So that in itself, just using kind of these formal markers as your progress check-ins isn't always the best way. So those small improvements, what is it that you're looking for yourself and how can you keep track and how is the course going to help you do that? So most courses will have some kind of way, like I said, whether it's marking as complete, maybe it's an estimate of the time spent using the app or the website. And Gymglish, again, they do this wonderfully to keep you up to date and to keep you motivated. So after your first few lessons, you get a level assessment, rather, placing your ability in line with the CEFR. So you're not having to you know, at the very, 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 very beginning, figure that out for yourself. The first few lessons you do, you'll get that as your initial benchmark. Then after 6 months of lessons, you get a learning report to help you see just how it's all going, which is perfect, right? This isn't some kind of every month I need to go up a whole level, like, woo, that's a lot. So 6 months of lessons, you then get that learning report, which is a really, really good way to do this. Okay, next on the list is culture. If you have encountered Lindsay Does Languages for more than 5 minutes, you will know that for me, language is much more than just words and grammar. And if you're taking the right online language course, cultural nuance is also really important and should be incorporated there, I believe. So you can get a better understanding of both the language and its speakers' worldviews. And I love that with Jimglish, it's this daily email. Right at the end, you get the dessert, right? Not chocolate-based, but possibly still as good. So you get a short clip from film, TV, literature, music of unmissable culture related to the language that you're learning, right? Just those fun bite-sized elements. It doesn't have to be, okay, so I'm going to learn French and every single night I'm going to sit and watch a two-hour French New Wave film. Like, ooh, that's a lot, right? That's a big ask. But maybe every week or every month, you know, you get to decide what that looks like. But in terms of the course itself, if there's some kind of cultural element, even the dialogues or the stories that they're using to teach you being placed in cities, towns, locations that are relevant to that culture of, or to a culture of that language. Brilliant. That's what you want to be looking for. So, you know I'm a huge advocate for bringing these things into your learning. I literally even have a course called Music Maestro to show you how to do this with music. So I really, really love that Jimglish include this with those daily lessons. And finally, our final thing you want to be thinking of as you are deciding what is the right online language course for me, enjoyment. So of course, as we've discussed, your results are key. Really, really important, right? There's no point doing something that's not actually helping you learn a language. But equally important in my book, whether it's your first or 31st language, is that you enjoy the resources and the things that you choose to do. So in this case, that you enjoy the online language course that you choose. And that's not to say, right, that every single second that you spend with your online language course will be like the thrill of jumping out of a plane, if that's your kind of enjoyment. But we want to be aiming for the majority of that time to feel more like a leisurely hobby that you want to do and less like a boring chore that you're obligated to do. And there'll be days when you need to show up and maybe you're not really feeling it. Of course there will. And on those days, showing up is enough. But overall, we're going for that skydiving adrenaline. Maybe not quite that much adrenaline, but you get my point, right? So if you're curious as to whether Jimglish has that kind of enjoyment level for you, as I mentioned, hop on to that free trial that they've very kindly offered me for you to try this for yourself, because I can't tell you what's fun for you. You get to decide that bit. And that's part of the enjoyment. That's part of the fun of learning a new language. Yay! That's it for episode one of How to Learn a Language, brought to you by Lindsay Does Languages. Thank you for listening. Very excited you're here. And as I mentioned at the beginning, a couple of things that I recommend before I say goodbye today. Number one, subscribe to this show wherever you're listening. That way you won't miss an episode. Number two, rate and or review the show wherever you're listening. That way more people can find us. And number three, join our email list. And that way you'll be fully updated not only on new podcast episodes, but also blogs, videos, and more insights all about how to learn a language. And you can visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/podcast to sign up now. Everything I've mentioned and I've said, there'll be a link in the show notes. Have a little click. Maybe you need to click more wherever you're listening to see the full description, and you'll be able to click through there. And yeah. Thank you for joining me for this first episode. It's been an absolute joy, and I'm excited to bring you more How to Learn a Language. All right, bye.